Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday. I have returned from Puerto Vallarta and now here I am. I'm back. Better than ever. All the things. Welcome. It is Ask Me Anything with Coach MJ. I will something fun that happened. We woke up to a earthquake. On the day we left, an earthquake. So this time last week, I was in the middle of an earthquake, but it shook me, it woke me up, and it scared me a little bit, scared me a little tiny bit. So yeah, I did get a little sun. I had such a great time. You know, it's always a good time when you can be with friends and relax and just enjoy yourself. Oh, that's one way to look at it. Roxanne said earthquakes sure are invigorating. Yes, it did. It got me out of bed. It got me out of bed for sure. I was just laying there, and then I was like, did a truck hit this building? Because it shook, and it was not a truck, it was a earthquake. So there you go. I came home, and now my mom is ill. She's in the hospital. So it's quick turnaround. So now it's back to reality for MJ. I was in Puerto Vallarta, Mary. Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. It was 85 degrees. It was so lovely. But now, and I will tell you, I gained a pound on vacation. And then I got back last Thursday. And then today the pound is gone. So I'm happy to report that, and I will tell you, I was pissed, you know, a little bit. You know, I was talking about, you know, we're doing start this, you know, whatever, and we're talking about thoughts this morning. And I was like, it's not that when you are at goal or whenever you're a weight loss coach, I don't have shitty thoughts, right? I still have shitty thoughts. So I got on the scale when I got back. I waited a couple days. I got back to the, you know, once I got back in my tummy got all fixed up and whatnot. I was like, okay, I'm gonna weigh. And I actually thought I did really well on vacation. I was like, I really did honor hunger. I felt like all the things, you know, maybe had a little too much guacamole, you know, maybe, you know, some drinks. I did have drinks while I was on vacation, but I did drink my water. And I felt like I did a really good job. So I get on the scale when I get back a couple days later. And so I get on the scale and I'm like, well, shit, I thought I did better than that. This is ridiculous. I can't believe. And just like Roxanne said, I was like, hold on a minute. Vacation's passed. I come home and I have been known to gain 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. You only gained a pound. You know what to do. This is not a big deal. Like, I have to calm myself down. It's not that I don't have shitty thoughts. I have the same shitty thoughts that you have. The difference is I get control over them. I'm like, wait a minute. How else could I think about this? Even if I had gained 5, 6 pounds, I still can decide what I want to think about it. What I'm going to make it mean. I can also say, even if I've gained 5 pounds on vacation, I can still say I had a great time. What did I do well on this vacation? What could I maybe level up next time I go on vacation? That's what I always ask myself whenever, you know, whenever I'm looking at my thoughts. I can always decide what I want to think about it. Dawn said 25 years ago, I gained 8 pounds on my honeymoon, a cruise, nonstop buffet, and then kept going from there. Yeah. And so now, today, you get to decide what you make that mean, what you're going to say to yourself about it. We have total control, which thankfully, I'm glad. I love being in control of everything. All right. Get your questions ready. Ask in the Q&A any questions that you have. Because it is Ask Me Anything. This week in Start, make sure you're getting your newsletter every Sunday because it is telling you kind of what we're focused on for the week, what is going on. If you are new and in your first 30 days, whatnot, we want you to go through the No BS Weight Loss course. But we are doing an 8-week program called START. So this week is all about waiting for hunger. Waiting for hunger. And you know, I've been meeting with my START groups, because I'm doing a small group. We did sell like a little, you could go through with me. And what I'm hearing more and more is like this week, what they're people are really trying to unravel that eating by the clock. You know, because you've been eating by the clock, a lot of us do, and just really questioning that. So, does nobody have questions today? Another thing, I always like to give you something to listen to. This past Sunday's coaching call, I was listening to it this morning with Corinne. The first like 5 or 10 minutes was all about future self and who do you want to be and how you're going to get there and all that kind of stuff. I will tell you, it is worth a listen. Go check it out. It's already on your podcast player. Because if I get inspired, you know, because I listen to a lot of Corinne, and you know, if I get inspired by it, usually it's really good. Because you know, I've heard Corinne say a lot of things over the years, and is that first 5 or 10 minutes talking about future self? If you're like, what could I listen to today? Go listen to that. Go listen to that because it is so good. All right. I'm gonna get my water in too today. So there's that. All right. Holly says, my weight has been slowly climbing over the last few months. I have been extra stressed with my 82-year-old dad, who is an alcoholic, having spiraled with his health. I'm power of attorney. I have great ideas about how I'm gonna handle eating in the evening, but I can't seem to put anything into practice once I get home from work and taking care of dad. Help. Okay. All right. So you know where that's coming from. You are experiencing stress. First thing I want to make sure is that you're feeding yourself during the day. Are you skipping meals so that you're super hungry at night? Because a lot of nighttime eating, Corinne, if you listen to this week's START video, she's introducing the idea of a well-fed woman. We eat when we hear whispers of hunger. Now, we cannot do that all the time because life is lifing and shit just happens, all of that sort of stuff, right? So, but make sure you're feeding yourself during the day, that you are honoring yourself in that way and you are eating during the day. That's number one. So, at night, you are wanting relief, probably. You are wanting to relax, to shut off your brain because it's been running all day long. So we talked last week too about those self-care moments. When you know that you're eating at night, every single night, and you're doing it for relief, and you're doing it because, you know, you've been stressed all day long, that is not the time to work on the urge. In the moment is not the time to work on the urge. It is giving yourself that relief all during the day. It is giving yourself those micro wins, those micro self-cares all during the day. You have got to back it up and take care of yourself during the day. It could even be you see your dad calling and you decide right now, I'm not answering the phone. I'm going to give myself a few minutes. I am not in this position to talk to him right now. It could be that you just sit in your car for a minute and take a break. Could be that. I've been doing that with my mom going to the nursing home. When I get there, you know, I'm in traffic and I get over there and I sit for about 5 minutes before I walk into the facility and just breathe. I close my eyes sitting in my car and I breathe. That's my self-care. That's what I'm having to do for myself. And I recognize it. And a lot of times when I leave from there, I do the same thing on the backside. What can you do during the day to take care of you? How can you take care of you all during the day and give yourself credit for it? Because when you are go, go, go all day long and there is not a moment's rest or a moment's peace or a moment to breathe, Of course, you're going to want to dive in to the food in the evenings. Of course, you are. So, how can you take care of yourself during the day and give yourself credit for what you're doing? I was at church this weekend, and I've been thinking about this all weekend and like this week. He talked about turning what into how. Like, how can I t like, what is wrong with me? What is so wrong with me that every night I keep eating? And instead, how? How can I take care of myself during the day so that I am not wanting to eat so much at night? Oh, Christy says, I say something nice to myself every time I go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. Yes, I love that. Those little tiny moments all throughout the day is exactly what you have to do in order to take care of yourself. It's not just taking care of yourself in that moment at night. It's all along. They build up like little pebbles filling up a bucket. Little pebbles filling up a bucket. If you, we're always looking for that big hit. But I was talking to a client. I talked to so many people. I've been doing so many calls lately. I don't even know if I've said this to y'all or not. But can you find the little J joy? The little J joy and put a little bit in your bucket all day long. Just a little J joy. Because we are always thinking that we've got to find that big joy. No. If you take that little J joy and you start putting in your bucket all throughout the day, like saying something nice in the mirror, sitting in your car for 2 or 3 minutes and just breathing, start filling it up. Then you've got a full joy bucket at the end of the night. Little J joy, yes, is more important than big J joy. Yes, big J joy does not come all the time. It didn't come that often, but you can create little J joy all during the day. All right. Hillary, the other day, my newly 6-year-old daughter asked why I make her yellow eggs, but I always have white eggs. I didn't think much of it. Explained that sometimes I have yellow eggs too, and I just want to eat more protein, blah, blah, blah. Then yesterday, she told me to put her piece of candy that her desk fairy brought her at school away. Because she wanted to be healthy. Am I making it mean more than it is, or am I unintentionally passing down diet stuff? No, I think that's fine. And then you can even say, I love that. You know what? Sometimes I'm the same. I want to be healthy. And then sometimes I'm like, give me a piece of candy. Life's all about balance. I love that. I do the same thing. I love that you're doing that. You can just not make it a big deal and show her, like, you know, there are days that I'm that same. I like to be healthy too. And then some days I'm like, give me some candy. Life is all about balance. I love that. And then, you know, you can even tell her, like, let's not be healthy today. Let's go get an ice cream. It's good. Let's go be balanced. Healthy is all about being balanced. Yes. Mary said, I am seeing posts about Start Glow, and I wasn't sure if that's just an offshoot of Start with 55 and Over group. Oh, I don't know what Start Glow is. I haven't seen those posts. If anybody knows what that is, you can let me know. Working on pause in the middle of the meal. I find myself looking at the timer. Sometimes I scroll on the phone or look at my list. Is there a better way to do the pause? I am doing a little 2-minute pause. Yeah, main reason for slowing down and letting myself feel the weight loss enough. Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. You can do whatever you want to do in the pause. Anything you want to do in the pause is fine. Love it. There's no wrong way to pause. Alyssa, I've been waiting till I really and feeling it in my stomach for hunger. Now I'm wondering if that is too long. I just don't know what hunger whisper would be before that stage. Great question, Alyssa. So when I feel it in, so for me, hunger is I start to lose a little bit of focus. Like, you know, whatever. Like my stomach does feel empty. Like if it, like right now, my stomach does feel empty. But I've been busy this morning. I usually on Wednesdays, my hunger, I wait a little too long. But typically on other days, I start to notice that I want a task shift back and forth. I notice that I don't pay as close attention as I typically do. Or I go in to do emails and then I'm like, oh, squirrel. Like I squirrel out a lot whenever I'm starting to get hungry. I start to think about food. Like I just think it might be about time to go get something to eat. Like that's my whisper of hunger. It's not necessarily in my body. It's more of like in my stomach. It's more like just my focus. My energy dips a little bit. I start to yawn. That's typically means that I'm starting to get hungry. But so start to look for some of those. Laura, I'm on week 5 of the restart course and I haven't lost anything yet. I'm trying to tell myself this is practicing maintenance like a boss. Yeah, but I'm still disappointed. Of course you are. Water and sleep is solid and I'm making realistic plans. So it's hungry and enough, right? Right. It is. It is. So you need to just kind of play around with that. So, do you think you're following hunger and enough? That's the first question. Like, do you think you're following it? 'Cause I get people all the time that'll email me and then they'll say, like they'll send me their trackers and they're like, I'm following hunger and enough 100% of the time, but I'm gaining weight. Then we just need to reset what hunger and enough is. You've just got it. 'Cause with you're probably, if you're thinking that you're following hunger and enough, you are probably just have it just skewed just a tiny bit in your mind and you're just a few bites away. Usually it's on enough. Usually we're pretty good at feeling hunger. But a lot of times what I notice is enough, you're probably just two or three bites over what enough is, especially if you're maintaining. So send me your data if you want to. Let me know. Or if you know, like I know I always overeat dinner. I don't think I'm ever really hungry for that snack in the afternoon. Like, look at your day and see if there are times of the day that you know you're overeating, that you know you're absolutely overeating, or eating before you get hungry. Look at those first. Meal times are ingrained in my brain. What are some strategies for really listening to hunger? I love that. So, Nan, one thing you can do is the on the clock method, which I always love to do. So if you know you always eat at 12, just question it a little bit. Drink some water, like just guzzle a bottle of water, and then wait 15, 20 minutes, and then say, am I really hungry? Or was it thirsty? Or at 12 o'clock, did I be like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. I should get something to eat. So that's a great way to just really question your hunger is to just to drink some water, wait 10 or 15 minutes, and then say, am I truly hungry? Or did I think I was hungry because it was 12? Try that, Nan, and see. Holly said, okay. Sue. So I'm a coach. I understand that I get to choose my thoughts, get to decide what I'm making them mean. Yet following a hip replacement with some complications, I keep telling myself that I'm not far enough along in my rehab. I'm also a retired PT. Well, you're living my life, Sue. God bless. Which doesn't help matters. My doctor, PT husband tells me I'm doing well. Any ideas for a small step thought to help me get to a spot where I can more calmly decide which thoughts I want to choose? I keep telling myself I'm not doing well, right? But here's where I think I should be. Just to kind of calm yourself down. Like, I keep telling myself I'm not doing well, but I trust my doctor and I trust my PT husband to have a more level head right now. That's a good thought. You could also be thinking, I keep telling myself I'm not doing well, but based on the sheet, this is where I should be right now. I keep telling myself I'm not doing well right now, but I know that I'm usually the hardest person on myself. I know I expect a lot from myself. That's probably why I'm thinking that. So just, I love the idea of just, I keep thinking this, but here's what I also know to be true. Let's see, Anonymous. How to deal with my anxiety caused by worrying about adult kids. I want to take control, but I know that is not what they want or need. Yeah, my Oura ring actually said I was under major strain. I'm holding on to the stress in my thoughts. Girl, you should see my Oura ring. Woo! Must be carrying over to my physically now. Any tips are appreciated. Okay, so Corinne actually coached about worry on Sunday as well. So that would also be in the weight loss call. So you can go listen to that. So I want to take control, but I know that's not what they want or need. Okay. Because I also have adult children. A lot of times I have to tell myself they are not making the decisions that I would make, but I raise them to have a level head. They're not making the decisions I want them to make, but I am always here if they need me. Just because they don't make the decisions I would make doesn't make it wrong. My daughter just moved into an apartment and she did it so screwed up. Not like I would have done it. And then it put us kind of in a bad spot when my husband and I went to help her. But she's in her apartment. She's in her apartment. She got there. And then the whole time I was there, I was like, she's not doing it like I would do it, but that doesn't make it wrong. She's still in the apartment. She got here. I bet she learned a lot. I bet next time it's going to go smoother because I let her do it. Listen, it could have been so much smoother if I was in charge. But I was like, I've got to let her do this. I am sure the first time I moved, it did not go smoothly either. This looks very similar to the first time I moved, but it's like I know that I'm always the net to catch them if they fall. And that's what they need. I have to tell myself that a lot with these kids that are now making what I think are amazing decisions. Yeah, my third child has made this. I love that thought. My third child has made decisions that I don't agree with, but they are her decisions to make. And then she's going to learn from them. Yeah, you have to hush. It's so difficult, though. But I was a helicopter parent. I don't know. You might be able to tell that about me. And when they left, that is a constant thing I have to do. And the other thing I would ask you to do, Anonymous, if you've been here longer than 30 days, I have done this as well. There's a relationships course on the website under courses. And I did the course. I've done the course with my kids at different stages. So when my daughter got married, I was no longer her number one. And like I went back through and did a lot of the work on relationships with her. After she got married, I needed to do that because the relationship looked different. I was no longer her go-to person. So it is, that's what I want to like tell you to look at that and go back through that relationship because your relationship changes when your kids are adults. It just does. And so you want to make sure that as you're times change and people change and relationships change. Go back through and look at those and see, how you want to think about it now. It is so hard. I totally think Susie said, I totally think Start and Corinne is right that I don't even know what hunger is because I just always ate to ate. Yeah. I like the idea of eating at a certain time to let my body realize that it is being fed. But what about my ability to eat and eat and just never seem to get full? How can I stop eating and just not just continue on all the time? So I love this idea, Susie, of you just serve yourself a portion and walk away. Okay? Because for a lot of us, we are used to eating and eating and eating. And then, Susie, when you know you're going to feed yourself, it is that building trust. So a lot of times we overate to soothe ourselves or whatnot. And a lot of times we overate because we knew the starvation was coming, right? We knew that it was coming. So a lot of times when because we talk about in No BS, if you don't have hunger cues, you can do timed eating because it is building that trust with your body. Like, I am going to feed you. You can come back now. I know I ignored you for a long time. I know I didn't pay you any attention. And now, your body and your brain is finally like, well, if she ain't gonna listen, I ain't gonna send it to her. Because if she ain't gonna listen, what's the point in like waking up the hunger and like sending her a signal? She's just gonna ignore us anyway. So a lot of times, if you really do not hear that hunger signal, make sure that you are, listen to that part of No BS and do some timed eating. Then also just serve yourself what you think is a portion and then just get up and walk away, knowing that more food is coming to try to wake up that enough side as well. So the other thing too is there is a physical side of hunger and an emotional side of hunger or enough. So when you've physically had enough, that does not mean that your brain is telling you you've had enough. Because if you're eating for comfort, or if you're eating to feel better, or you're eating for whatever reason other than hunger, physical enough and emotional enough are two different things. They're just two different things. And so be willing to take that pause, check in with your body, and see if you physically have had enough. Now, that does not mean that you feel better, especially if you've been using food to feel better. That might not mean that your emotion, the reason you're eating, emotionally eating, has settled, but physically you've had enough. So it's nice to sometimes even say, I know physically I've had enough. Now I just need to meet my emotional need in a way other than food. But I have physically had enough. Now I need to find something to do to emotionally fill up my cup. Today's 365 talks about this, and it is wonderful. Good. Yeah, good. I'm glad, Christy. I listened to the Sunday coaching call. There's so many things to listen to sometimes. I didn't listen to the 365, but I'm glad that it talks about that today. So, Susie, you could look at that. Oh, Sue, I'm glad. She's having some crying spells, and you're going to start with a counselor today. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Darlene said, welcome back. I'm working on the halftime method per your suggestion. I think I also need a bigger breakfast. Hungry and get hungry again, sometimes 2 hours later. Trying to eat sooner also when hunger is quiet. My fiber increase is helping. Scale staying at 136.6 for 6 days now. Never did that long. If it's 136.6 every single day, I would change the battery. That'd be my first thing. If it's literally to the tenth of a tenth, girl, 100%, I would check. I'd change the battery. And so you said you get hungry 2 hours later after your breakfast. Just start by increasing by a couple of bites and see how much. You'd be surprised how much a couple of bites gets you, how much mileage that gets you. Dinner is my problem. Before I plan out in my head what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna think, and my plan to learn how to stop it enough, then I start eating. Last night I ate slow, felt enough, I thought, but try to stretch a few more bites to see if we'll still find enough, but not full yet. Then last night I found out I was on the more full side. Then I go back into fuck it for the rest of the meal and eat surely to full. Then not hungry, but still had an apple at night while husband threw down. Okay, so here you go. What happened is we need to look at your thoughts. So you ate to what you knew was full. You were like, well, fuck it. Now I've blown it, right? We got to work on that side of the thought. You didn't blow anything. Okay? You are learning what enough is. I'm just learning. Of course, sometimes I'm going to overshoot it. Of course, sometimes I'm going to go past it. But that does not mean I need to keep eating. Now is just as good a time as any to stop. Those are some thoughts that you can think. It's not supposed to be perfect. I'm supposed to get it wrong sometimes. That is how this works, which is true. That is how this works. That's exactly how this works. I'm glad I know what full is. Now I just need to stop a couple of bites earlier. That's all you have to do. It's about settling yourself down. Okay. The other thing you could try is the halftime method. Serve yourself half to give yourself that pause. And then the other thing, my favorite thing in no BS, one of my favorite things, can I just? So you start eating, you felt enough, you thought, can I just stop here tonight? Just tonight and see how I feel. I think this might be enough. Can I just? I can always have a snack later. It's that calming yourself down. Because a lot of times, y'all, we eat past dinner enough at dinner. Because why? Because after that, we've always been told, like, that's the last meal. If you better not get hungry later, if you get hungry later, you're screwed. That's why a lot of us struggle at dinner. Because of the whole time, like, if we ate, you'd just be shit out of luck. If you got hungry later, sorry, can't have nothing. You've used up all your calories, all your points, you're done. You can always go back. It is learning that it is okay. Because a lot of times we don't want to get hungry later. And that's why enough is so hard for some of us, especially at night. Got to go to bed hungry. You don't want to do that. Yeah, last night, the worst that'll happen is you'll be hungry for breakfast. Yes. Can I just stop here tonight and see how I feel? If I get hungry later, I will have something. Let's see. Kimberly says, I have a hard time hearing quiet hunger. I do like the idea of quiet hunger being thinking of food, but that's so quiet. And I think if I eat then, I'll just open the floodgates and eat way more than you need. Than I need. But what if you're wrong about that? Like you're worrying about something you haven't even done yet. You could just try it and see what happens. Like you got to be willing to experiment. It's easier to find enough if I'm definitely hungry rather than just a tiny bit hungry. Well, that's a thought though. That's a thought. Your enough signal will be the same whether you eat at quiet hunger or like hungry, hungry. Okay. I'm afraid to try the timed eating that Corinne talks about. I'm afraid I'll eat too much. So you are worrying about something that may not ever happen. And that is keeping you stuck, Kimberly. I like eating when I'm clearly hungry, but not starving. I mean, that's fine. That's totally fine. A whisper of hunger, like when I am, for me, I am clearly hungry. When I think there's, it might be time to eat. I am clearly hungry whenever I start squirreling. That's hungry to me. And I'm not starving. What hunger is to me and what hunger is, that's why, y'all, that's why bullshit diets never did work. That's why it never did work. Because what works for me and what works for Darlene and what works for Pam and what works for Kimberly is not the same. It's not the same. We have to decide what works for us. For me, that is, I am clearly hungry. It is time to start thinking about eating. Now, for somebody else, maybe they do get like a little headache, like their head starts to ache, or they feel like I have a one of my friends in No BS, like she starts to get like her temple starts to like ache a little bit. She's like, I'm getting hungry. I don't ever get that. Never have in my whole entire life. A lot of people are in tune with their stomachs and they really do feel the emptiness. I don't really feel that. I don't really feel that. But some people do. So whenever Kimberly, like, quiet hunger to me is I am hungry. Not I'm hangry, I'm starving. So quiet hunger to you could be like, I'm clearly hungry. I know I'm hungry. It's not waiting though until it's an all-out emergency. That's really what quiet hunger is. Because we're so used to punishing ourselves and wait and wait, wait. You got to be real hungry. You better be really hungry before you eat. No, we're not doing that. But I mean, my stomach right now is empty. I'm not hangry. I'm not pissed. I'm not like starving. But when I get off of this call, I will heat up my lunch because I'm hungry. But that is quiet hunger. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about ass on fire emergency hunger. So you're doing it right. You're doing it right, Kimberly. Since the candy challenge, I'm wanting something sweet more often. And although planned, I don't like this. Thinking of switching out the little sweet for a sugar-free root beer, although I don't usually drink sodas. I know diet soda is not great. Would that perhaps be a reasonably healthy swap if it satisfies the urge? Emotionally, it's filling an emotional need. What is the emotional need? Is it giving you a break? What's it giving you? We got to figure out what is under the urge. Because you're still feeding the urge, right? So you can still feed the urge if you want to, or we can figure out what thought is driving that desire for something sweet. Gina, tell me what it is. Let's see. The last couple of days, I have felt more hunger. I'm trying to honor my body and feed myself. I pause and allow myself more. Do I continue to listen to my body or do I need to recalibrate? I would just listen to my body for a few days. Like there are times when you'll be more hungry. There'll be times when you'll be less hungry. But that's all so normal. I made a very embarrassing name mistake last night, Bree says. On the way out of one of our favorite restaurants, I called the beloved owner by his rival's name. Ooh, I lost sleep all night over this. My mind kept replaying it. I tried to say it was just a mistake, but damn, it won't stop. Okay. What do you want to think about it? It happens, right? People make mistakes. He knows I love him. He knows I love his restaurant. I bet people do that all the time. I keep telling myself this is a way big deal. It's really not. People get called the wrong name all the time. And it probably you were embarrassed because of why? What are you telling yourself right now? Because it was a mistake. It's not the thought that's going to work for you. What are you telling yourself now, Brie? I recently started a new medication for my underactive thyroid. I'm feeling hunger all the time. How do I handle this? You might want to talk to your doctor because that's a medical issue, right? And so maybe it's not the right dose. One thing I do know about thyroid medicines is that you have to play around with them sometimes. So I would just talk to your doctor. Really working on the I've had enough cues. It's a sigh on the inside. When I eat without distraction, I get that sigh really early, and then I'm surprised at how little I've eaten at this point. Is that normal? Because then I think, well, that can't be enough. That is so normal because you're comparing what you were eating to gain weight to that. Like, that's our set point for like a plate full of food. Okay. And so now you're comparing that amount of food that you were eating before to gain weight to what you actually need to lose weight. I know, I will tell you, 100% of women in no BS, I will say that 100%. 100% of women in no BS are always surprised when they join at how little they eat, how much you actually need, how much your body actually needs to eat. And it is because we are comparing ourselves to what we were eating before. And it does look less. It is less than you were eating before. 100%. And just, it's like, dang, now I know how much my body actually needs. This is amazing. And then you'll get hungry and you'll eat again. But it is surprising at first. This is silly. Not silly. Last night I ate a bowl of chili. It seemed bigger than my fist. How do people figure out full with dishes like that? Halftime method? I mean, you just serve yourself whatever and then you stop when you've had enough. I will tell you though, me, there's two things I know I overeat. Chili and soups. I overeat them and spaghetti. Three things. Those three things I tend to overeat. I always serve myself less of those. And then I go back and get more. I just always, those are the three things I know. I mean, I just know I do. That's what, this happened not long ago. I think I've told this story. We had spaghetti and I always overeat spaghetti. So I have a really small bowl of spaghetti. And so I am the head coach at No BS. I have lost 85 pounds and maintained it. I've been working here this month full time for 6 years. Okay. My husband's heard of Corinne Crabtree. So he hears me talk all the time. So I go and I get me a bowl, a small bowl, and I serve myself spaghetti. And he literally looked at me, he was like, "That's all you're eating? That's a lot. You're not going to eat more than that?" I'm like, "I can. I will if I want it." But I was like, "I'm just setting myself up for success." That's what I was, I'm just setting myself up for success. I can always come back. I'm just starting small. Because I know I overeat this food. It's like, it's not a big deal, but he still makes it a big deal. "That's it? That's all you're eating? That's it?" Yes, for now. I can go back. It's all right. I know. I'm like, what the hell, man? But yeah, you can always serve yourself less. I tell y'all all the time, especially at dinner, I eat distracted. I do the halftime method every single night. I eat on a small plate every night for dinner. I just do. I listen, I'm gonna make this as easy as I can on myself. I wanted to make weight loss as easy as I could. And I want to make maintenance as easy as I can. I just want it to be easy. I don't want to have to think about it too hard, all that stuff. So every time I can do a trick or a hack or a whatever, girl, I'm doing it. I am doing it. I am doing it. Because I know that if it's too hard, I ain't doing it. I don't want to have to like be watching Tell Me Lies. Oh, I love that show. Or Traitors or The Pit. I don't want to be in the middle of it and then have to be like, have I had enough? But whenever I serve myself half and I only have half, then I take a pause. And then I'm like, do I still want more? It sets me up for success. Oh, you got some MJ size plates from Santa Claus this year. Yes, I love them. Yes, and then Jean Banning, just enjoy the real thing in a small bowl. I love that. It is, I want it to be easy. I honest to gosh. And whenever y'all are, if it feels hard, you need to email me and let's figure out how to make it easy. It should not feel like a full-time job to lose weight. It should feel easy. If it feels really, really hard, you can pick one thing like nighttime eating or whatever and kind of go all in and work on it. And yes, it will feel difficult at first, but then we've got to help you figure out how to make it easy, how to make it feel easier. Let's see. Let's see. How do people on GLP-1s know their hunger if they lose food chatter? Do they go by the clock? No, you don't have to go by the clock. Your their hunger cues, from what I understand, they do change, but you'll still that focus piece or you'll notice in yourself. But some people on GLP-1s I do know go back to eating on the clock. They make sure that they eat. But if anybody else on a GLP, well, I mean, Christy Larson, what say you about a GLP-1? Do you recommend that people eat on the clock since you're here? You will feel hungry on a GLP-1. Okay. And then Christy likes the time eating. Is to eat enough. Yeah. Oh, they still feel hungry. Well, there you go. Well, shoot. Now we know. Yeah, for proper nutrition. And I know, like, I know they don't eat as much, but like, even for me, like, I use protein shake as coffee creamer because, I'm protein forward. That's what I like to call myself, protein forward. But yeah. Oh, Dorina, you know what? I've seen other people do that. I used to eat everything with chopsticks. Talk about slowing down. I've thought about that. I have thought about, because I watch some shows and stuff and people eat with chopsticks and it always looks so lovely. I don't know. I think it would be fun. Yeah. Annette says she was starved. Annette from Iowa. Yeah, people still get hungry. Oh, Roxanne's so fast on chopsticks, not a deterrent. Girl, not me. Not me. Woo! Yeah, I guess you would get really good at it. Let's see. I have answered all the questions. What other questions? Ask them. Is ask me anything. Young ask me anything. It's just your opposite hand. Oh yeah. All right. So this week is all about waiting for hunger. I would love to know how you all are doing. If you are not losing weight, if you are not losing weight, I want you to either email me or go to Ask Coaches. You're in a weight loss group. I love that your thoughts are getting better and all that stuff. I want to help you. We want to help you. If you are not losing weight, it is not a you problem. Period. End of discussion. It is not a you problem. This is new to you. If you are not losing weight, we have not explained it in a way that you can understand it and apply it into your life. That is on us, not on you. Period. End of story. Anonymous said, I've lost 4 pounds this month. Is that too fast? No, that's fine. I just started HRT and I'm just wondering what I can expect. I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody's kind of different. My nipples got sore at first. I got better sleep. You can expect your sleep to improve. I'll tell you that much. Let's see. How often do you journal? I journal probably 2 or 3 times a week, a couple times a week. Typically. But I did start like a devotional, like every day. And so I write about that too. So I have been journaling a little bit more lately because I write about what I read that day. So, yeah, I'm like Corinne, trying to get in touch with I need a little Jesus. And so my husband and I have started going back to church and I'm doing a devotional. My device right here. It was a gift too. It was a gift. New Morning Mercies is the name of it. It was a gift from someone. So I like it a lot. It's short. I like it a lot. Hunger cues. I'm trying to see that if I eat a little sooner with the first letter Q, I think it helps my ability to feel safe to leave bites and don't move to hangry. I love that. I also am trying by the clock eating, but not with my first meal of the day, but after lunch and supper, because I know my morning hunger cue, but during the day, I think I'm waiting too long and I think that may help. Does modifying timed eating to after my first meal sound okay and eat with a lighter cue? Yeah. And listen, here's the thing. We're all experimenting to see what works well for us. So Anonymous, try that for a few weeks. See if that works for you. If the scale is moving and everything is going well, continue on. If it's not, you can email me, use Ask Coaches, whatever, and we'll try something else. We'll try something else. Claudia says, I have gained weight since started. Also, I have managed to cancel evening snacking on the sofa. Well, that's amazing. But Claudia, email me and let me know. Tell me, when are you eating? So you've canceled the evening snacking on the sofa. However, you've probably been overeating somewhere else. So where is that somewhere else? Let me know. Tell us. Let me know so I can help you. Make sure you email me or use Ask Coaches, because that's what we're here for. Oh, Cheryl said, thank you for giving me something to say when my husband asks if that's all I'm eating. Now I'll say that I'm setting myself up for success. Yes, that's what I say. I'm setting myself up for success. We spend so much time just, obsessing and worrying. I just want to make it easy on myself. MJ, I'd like to know what a typical day of food looks like for you. So, Crystal, I'll tell you. Great question. I'd love to tell you. So, for breakfast, I don't really get hungry for breakfast, but I do have protein shake that I use as coffee creamer. So, I mean, I get like 25, 30 grams of protein with my coffee. It ends up being more of like a latte because I'm, you know what? Coffee ain't sitting well with me anymore. Oh no. I don't know why. But anyway, that's typically what I have like breakfast time. And then around 12 or 1, I either eat leftovers, if we have leftovers. If not, I'll tell y'all what my obsession is lately. There are two things I eat for lunch. Two, only two. I soft boil two hard-boiled eggs. That's one of my lunches. Two hard-boiled eggs, and I have put a little bit of Cajun turkey. I cut them in half, then a little bit of Cajun turkey on both of them. A little dollop of mayonnaise, like a little dollop of QP mayonnaise. You know, the Japanese mayonnaise. I love it. And then I have a hot sweet pickle, little thing that I put on top of that, and then I put chili oil on top of that. And make like a little, like a thing. And then I have those boiled eggs. That's what I have for lunch. Or I have a seaweed wrap because y'all know I don't eat carbs a lot during the middle of the day because it does, I dip, my energy dips. And so I don't do that in the middle of the day. But anyway, I have a seaweed wrap. I love to put my food in a seaweed wrap. And so I make like I put a bunch of turkey on there, those, and some mayonnaise. If I have pesto, I'll put pesto on that. And then those hot and spicy pickles. And then, of course, the always tried and true chili oil. I love hot, spicy food. So that's what I eat for lunch. If I happen to have a baked chip or something, I'll have that. But I don't buy them often. I don't buy chips often. So I have that for lunch. And then around 6 or 7, I usually try to eat when my husband comes home. We are food preppers. And so usually we cook on the weekends and then it's just whatever's in the kitchen. So this past weekend we cooked chicken and I got a hibachi grill. I got a Blackstone. And so I made hibachi vegetables. I made that. And then, so we've been having that and, some rice. And then, he's Iranian. So he'll make usually like some chicken or he'll make a Persian dish and we eat that the rest of the week. Yeah. There's that. I know that's why I'm so spicy. I like spicy food. I put hot things on everything. I do. That chili, from Trader Joe's, there's a chili onion crisp that's got like an onion flavor too, that have like the little onion, the chili flakes in there, and it's got an onion flavor. I don't know where the onion flavor comes from. That's my favorite one, the one from Trader Joe's. Trader Joe, as my husband would say. Trader Joe. We go about once a month because it's far from us. So anyway. All right. Any other questions? Do you have days you only eat once or twice? Well, I typically only eat twice a day because I have my, I don't, I usually eat 2 meals a day. There are days I eat 3 meals every once in a while. If I wake up and I'm hungry, I'll eat breakfast, but usually I'm not hungry in the morning. And then that protein shake with my coffee is enough. The other night I did just eat once a day. My mom was in the ER all day long in the hallway. God bless. They finally got us moved in. I ate lunch before I went to the hospital because I had calls and stuff. And then I didn't not get home until 8:30, 8:45. And I literally just was not hungry. So I only ate once that day because I was like, I just wanted to get in the bed. I just wanted to get in the bed. That's all. So I just really go by my, I think I had past hunger. You know what I mean? Yeah, you get hungry and then like I just got more tired than I was hungry. I was hungry at one point, but my mom can't have anything to eat or drink. There's a blockage in her esophagus. She's having a thing right now. And so yesterday I stayed up there a good bit. Like I went up there, I had all my meetings and then I went up there and worked. And then I had meetings and I did not get my water in yesterday because she can't have anything to eat or drink. And her mouth is so dry. And I felt bad bringing my water in there. So I did not nearly have enough water yesterday because she couldn't, she would say, she said yesterday, she said, "Can you just prepare me some buckets of water? I just want buckets." And I said, "You can't have anything to drink right now." And she said, "Just prepare it for when I can." Bless it. It was awful. Yeah. That's so cool. We can eat what you can eat what you love. Yes. Never could eat all that. I would never eat all that spice food. I know. I love that I eat what I want. And I just discovered soft-boiled eggs. I always just boiled the shit out of my eggs. And now I've been doing soft-boiled eggs and I love that. Yeah, she is. She does have the mouth swabs. She does have the mouth swabs. Yeah. Thankfully, that was it. She said, I gave it to her yesterday because all she wanted was water. And I did those little mouth swabs in her mouth. And she said, I don't want that shit. That's just a tease. She can't have ice chips or anything. She did have the sponge water. Everything she, it's stuck. Something's, there's an obstruction. And so everything she eats gets stuck and then it comes right back. So she can't have anything. But yeah, I know it's so bad. It's so bad. So we'll find out what the endoscopy says. It could be food, stuck. It could be, pills or it could be a mass. And so just waiting to find out what it is, what it is. So, all right, y'all, have a great rest of your day. I will talk to y'all later. Thank y'all for joining me. Let me know if you have any questions. Seriously, I say that all the time. I mean it with all of my heart. Please, please, please always reach out to me. All right, bye, y'all.